One of the highlights of our show today is the naming of the girls' soccer all-county team for 2022. Lots of good soccer being played in the county this spring. Strong seasons from certainly Clinton, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onsted, and Tecumseh. All did fairly well this season. And those are the schools that make up the members of our first team and our coach of the year. So without further delay, let's get into this a little bit. Our coach of the year for 2022 in girls soccer is Marla Erickson of the Clinton Red Wolves. Coached her team to the best overall record in the county, lost in the district finals, unfortunately, to a good Milan squad, but had a real strong season at Clinton this year, and certainly her efforts as the coach and blending the talented girls that she had into a strong team makes her worthy of that recognition. Certainly some other coaches around the county, we bantered about and, talked about, and, we just felt in the end her team had the strongest overall season from start to finish.
They only lost once in the season, right?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. I don't have their record right here in front of me, but, just a real strong season for Clinton this year. All right, we have 15 girls on our first team, so we're going to list these in order alphabetically by the school they attended.
Well, okay.
So not by
person, but the schools were listed alphabetically.
Right, correct.
Did you then alphabetize the player within that school?
I think I did. Maybe not. I don't know. But all right. So we're going to start. Blissfield has Avery Collins, a junior forward, and June Miller, a sophomore defender. So those are the two girls from Blissfield on the team. Collins, a really good all-around athlete. She was a member of our girls' basketball all-county team, as was Miller. So good to see multi-sport athletes doing great things for Blissfield on the soccer pitch this spring. Clinton, again, we mentioned, had a really good season, and they're going to have quite a few girls on the first team. They have five members of their squad that were named to our first team all-county squad, and I'm going to just kind of run down them real quick. Madeline Freitas, a senior forward for Clinton. If you followed soccer at all in Lenawee County this year, she was our athlete of the week one time, and maybe could have been it multiple times. She's just a prolific scorer, one of the top scorers in the record books for the MHSAA, so certainly well-deserving, and I believe she's going to go on to play at Spring Arbor next year. So they're getting a really good player in her. Some other Clinton Red Wolves that are on the first team, Aubrey Lauer, a freshman midfielder, so a talented freshman who probably is going to be making a difference in Clinton's program for the next few years. Anna Schaffner, a sophomore midfielder from Clinton. Again, so you got a couple nice young players there that Coach Erickson's going to have coming back the next few years. I'm sure they'll be part of a strong nucleus in Clinton soccer going forward. Two seniors now that play on the back end of the Red Wolves team, and that's Audra Mitchell and Emma Snelling. You only lose one game all year. You've got to have some pretty good defensive players as well, and those two stood out for Clinton this year on the pitch. Okay, so moving on now to one could argue team 1A, 1B in the county this year, a tremendous defensive squad, the Lenawee Christian Cougars. So they also have five girls on the all-county team. I really felt in going through these names that those were the two best teams overall in Lenawee County, and were deserving of having the most players from their school. So Lenawee Christian has Olivia Durbin, a senior midfielder, Callie Anderson, a freshman forward. So we have two freshmen on our first team. So we're going to look for big things from those two young ladies in the game of soccer the next few years. Kara Anderson, a senior defender from Lenawee Christian, is a first teamer. Avery Sluss is our first team goalkeeper. She's a junior. You know, there were many games where, you know, and I think in soccer you have to work in tandem with your defenders, and you've got two defenders on the, you know, or a defender on the all-county team so far, and your goalkeeper has to, you know, be pretty solid as well, and I think she was that all season long for the Cougars. They probably had the lowest goals against average in the county, I would guess, this year.
The one thing I'll say with LCS and Sluss being the goalkeeper for the team is some games they'd win at 5-0 and she'd have to make two saves.
Right.
Now, that's not to say there's no talent. It's not to say that it's because of the people in front of her.
Sure.
But you watch any game of soccer, and the coach is barking out stuff, but so is the goalie.
Right.
So he's telling players where to be,
sure,
where to set up so they don't get a shot on goal. So give credit to her and, of course, to the defense in front of her. You know, I'm sure there were keepers that made more saves, but in terms of overall goalkeeping, I can't argue with that.
Sure. And speaking of a defender from LCS, Emma Hammond, a senior defender, had a solid season. So, you know, you got two senior defenders and a junior goalkeeper. It's a lot of experience, game experience, and obviously it showed when, you know, the Cougars took to the field this year, and they played some tremendous defense. Okay, next we have a young lady from Onsted who was one of our athletes of the week also early in the season. She started off scoring at a real strong clip, and continued that. I believe she finished as the second leading scorer in the county, and that's Bailey Brandley of Onsted, a senior forward. Onsted had a solid season in the LCAA this year, and you know, probably had it not been for the great season that Clinton had, they would have had a real strong opportunity to maybe win that conference, and certainly Bailey's efforts were a big part of that. And finally, the last two members of our first team all-county squad, a couple of juniors from Tecumseh. So these two young ladies could be real anchors for the Indian squad next spring. Kennedy Cones, a junior defender from Tecumseh, and Chesney Wilkie, a junior midfielder from Tecumseh. Now, Chesney was our athlete of the week also, but she also runs track, and she's a pretty accomplished track performer. But obviously dual sporting there for Tecumseh and doing a good job in both sports. So that's our first team. I can run down that real quick again just to run through the names. Coach of the Year, Marla Erickson of Clinton. First team girls all-county soccer from Blissfield, Avery Collins and June Miller. From Clinton, we have Madeline Freitas, Aubrey Lauer, Anna Schaffner, Audra Mitchell, and Emma Snelling. From Lenawee Christian, we have Olivia Durbin, Callie Anderson, Kara Anderson, Avery Sluss, and Emma Hammond. And then from Onsted, we have Bailey Brandley. And Tecumseh had a pair of girls, Kennedy Cones and Chesney Wilkie. So that is our 2022 first team of girls soccer for the Cave.
And I'll put that on the website today.
Yep.
At some point. So
yep.
I got the list, and they'll be recognized there, you know, like and share and all that good stuff with the team. It must have been so difficult to pick defensemen because they don't score a lot just
sure.
by nature.
Sure.
So.
Well, I think you have to look at, you know, again, teams that have low goals against averages. And you know, I think those defenders on those teams are part of that solid defense, obviously. Sure, you can have a goalkeeper that, you know, so-called stands on their head and makes a lot of outstanding saves. And I think that probably happens with all our goalkeepers that we're going to mention in these teams today. But, you know, I think you have to look at that as, okay, they didn't give up very many goals this year, so their overall defensive group is pretty good. And, you know, you go back and you read reports of the games and go back through our emails from the coaches that sent stuff in, and, you know, who was highlighted as having strong games defensively, you know, not just for one game, but over the course of the season. And I think those defenders certainly were mentioned in a lot of emails and, you know, conversations with coaches.
So we get to that second team slash honorable mention next hour.
Yes.
But, man, Maddie Freitas from Clinton,
If we chose a player of the year, I would say she would. Hands down. And I don't think there'd be a lot of argument when you score as many goals as she does in a season. I think you have to recognize that she's one of the most prolific goal scorers in the history of the state of Michigan girls soccer. And not that these other girls aren't great players for sure, but I think if we would have chosen a player of the year, it probably would have been her.